there it is. That's neat.
Weird. I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but actually, it's kind of more streamlined. It's neat.
I think it's just because we're in a group. For people who don't know, because I am editing none of this, we are setting this up on Skype currently, and because I set it up in a group instead of just calling James, the record button is in a different location. Welcome to a special episode of the Disney College Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Bradley. Over there in North Carolina. I was going to say Dakota as a joke, but, you know, I didn't.
I am James. I am over here in not North Dakota.
Yeah. So we are recording this because this is a loose episode. We're getting loosey goosey. Is that a thing?
That is a thing. That? Yeah.
It's probably, or I hope it means something good. Who knows? But Donda came out, the new Kanye album. But before we get to that, because it's the middle of the week, I just want to tackle this before, you know, they just put out the annual passes for Disney, all new tiers. Most of them are only available for Florida. Because if not, I would have probably bought one, honestly. But honestly, it's not a bad deal. I think it's like $1,300 or something like that, $1,299. I don't know what the other deal was, but I know from paying for my vacation that's in 2 weeks that I would have just rather gotten an annual pass and just had the opportunity to go a couple different times and then either stayed on property still or stayed off property and save some money, honestly.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good deal from what I saw.
Yeah. But enough of Disney. Today, Kanye dropped his... Or not today. Like
Saturday. On Sunday.
Yeah. Last week. Sunday. So just like Kanye dropping his album in the middle of the week, we're dropping this in the middle of the week. We're dropping this Wednesday. We're recording it Tuesday night. But we're dropping it Wednesday. Oh, I could have set up a joke. Just like Kanye working on the album until the last second, we're dropping this at the last... I don't know. Who cares? Who cares? Or I could be like, Anchor dropped this without our permission.
Which is ironic, because I guess that's what Universal did with Kanye's album.
I mean, to be honestly fair to Universal... How long can they really sit on the album and just go, yeah, I hope it drops someday. I hope it's ready at some time. I don't think I want to go track by track on this album because we don't have a lot of time because we're recording an episode with past guest Nick Cherry that will be out on Sunday talking about his vacation in about 20 minutes. So you know what? We'll speed through this. I want to say a story first. I got all excited that it dropped. We're not really excited because it's, 27 songs? And I turned to Sleepy Time host and my girlfriend, Emmy, and said, while we're driving, let's listen to this album. And she was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And it starts with the Donda chant. And then we shut it off. So, bad way to start the album, I'll just say that. I wanted to play it on repeat at the beginning of this episode, but it's probably copyrighted.
Oh yeah, most likely.
What were your thoughts when you heard the Donda chant, James?
It gave me a headache and like made me super dizzy. I was like, ugh.
You knew what you were getting into at that moment, didn't you?
Most likely, yeah. It was, I mean, sometimes like those intro tracks work, like they set up for like the next song or like the tone of the album, and I guess it kind of did set up the tone of the album, but still.
Donda. 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 Donda.
Donda, donda, donda,
donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda, donda,
Also, that felt like, how long was that song? Because I swear it was only like 40 seconds, and it felt like it went on for like 2 minutes.
Excuse me, it was 52 seconds.
Okay, 52. But it felt much longer than that.
Yes, it did. I was about to change it. But I will say, we're not going to go through every song on here because, to be perfectly honest, every song of this album blends together for me. There's 27 songs on this thing, and four of them are the exact same song. So I will say the song Jail, probably my favorite song on the album. And when it came on, I had heard it at the live thing, and I think I praised it before. It came on, and I'm like, you know what? If he's starting out like this, maybe the rest of the album will be like this. And it wasn't. Jay-Z sucks on it.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. Like, I could kind of see it being like a radio song, kind of, but I don't know.
No, that's the thing. This whole album in general. Oh, I just kicked my mic. Hopefully that wasn't too noticeable, everybody. Like I said, we're getting loose. Nothing on this album's a hit. Nothing. Like, you might hear it on the radio for a week or two. But the thing I did appreciate with this album is that he's actually rapping again, because I know that you probably didn't listen to the last one, and maybe that will be an assignment someday. I'll make you listen to Jesus is King. But there's really no rapping on it, except for the Closed on Sunday song, because you're my Chick-fil-A. But I did appreciate that some of the songs sounded like old Kanye. Some of the beats sounded like old Kanye, but most of the songs overstayed their welcome. Most of them don't sound finished. I did like the guest vocals from a bunch of different people, because the last album did not have any guest vocals. But I also disliked the guest vocals, which we will talk about in a little bit. James, is this your first ever Kanye album?
Full Kanye, yes. I don't think I've ever listened to him outside of, like, you know, like Stronger and stuff.
So what did you think about all the songs being about God?
It felt so. I get the theming of the album and I get the message he's trying to send, but it didn't really work for me. Like, it sounded. I mean, like, I'll just bring up one of the songs that's been stuck on me. The Breathe on this song where he's chanting, I know God breathed on this. Like,
that was one of the ones we heard at the live stream. Do you remember?
I don't.
Yeah, he played that at the live stream. And I think, to be perfectly honest, it was a lot longer, the live stream. But in my notes, I did write, I can't believe this still has 4 minutes left. So I think you're right. I think it was very long.
It was super long. But yeah, it just felt very, like, I want to say unholy, but I know that's not the right word for it.
I'm not a very religious person, but from some of the stuff that I get from this album is that I don't believe Kanye understands religion or his religion.
That's a good way of putting it, I guess.
I like I said, I'm not religious. I'm not very religious, but there's one song, and I think I wrote down which one it was. Maybe I didn't. It must have been after song 18, because I wrote it then. Oh, New Again. The whole song is about how he can, this is my interpretation, how he can sin the night before, but as long as he gets forgiveness from God, he's new again. And I'm like, I don't think that's how religion works. Especially when you do a song with Chris Brown about it. But, he also doesn't list any of the features. So I had to look that up on Wikipedia. But on it, to be perfectly honest, I can't completely say this is a bad album, because I mean, it took me 2 days to listen to it. But I didn't hate, actually, I did hate a couple of the songs. Where is it? It's the... Was it? No, it wasn't Keep My Spirit Alive. Tell the Vision, I think it was. Or it was just a random rapper. Not a random rapper. I'm pretty sure his name was Pop Smoke. He passed away. But Kanye made a beat, and you could hear the other beat from the original song in the background. If he had cut this thing down to like 11 songs, there's probably good enough material for 11 songs. Stretching this out to 23 songs is bad.
Yeah, I was definitely going to bring that up. Like, usually when I listen to an album, there's like a story or there's like a, like you go on like a journey through all the songs, and it usually can be told within, you know, anywhere from 10 to 13 songs. But this was just, I think this is the longest album like I've ever seen. And, you know, I listen to a lot of like metal and stuff, and there's some metal bands out there that like the prog metal that do like hour and a half, like, because all their songs are like 8+ minutes. But this definitely could have been cut down.
Oh, 100% could have been cut down. Like, I wrote a lot of good I don't want to really go in and go song by song. That's why I'm not. But I wrote a lot of good things. I think the censorship is weird. I get why he's doing it. I don't know if you even noticed that, but he censors the swearing out of the songs. But a lot of it sounds like old Kanye, that if he didn't try to make it in the course of like, or try to finish it in the course of a week and then get delayed a month or whatever, then this probably would be good. And if he got rid of all the part twos.
I mean, what he really could have done is just released like a standalone, like 12, 13 song album, and then done another one like later on with like the complete version. And that could have been like this, you know, 2-3 hour thing, because I have a feeling it could have been like he had more stuff he was going to put on there.
Yeah, which I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know how. Did you see? Remember how we talked about last week? He burnt a replica of his house down.
Yeah, during the was that the second live stream?
Yeah. Did you see that his original idea was to bring his house, like, to move the house there, to burn it down to the stadium.
Oh boy.
I do need to call out the fact that Jail 2 exists. Do you know anything about that?
No. So can't say I do.
Do you know the whole thing with the rapper? I'm gonna say this wrong, but the rapper DaBaby, how he said some really insensitive things about gay people, I believe.
I read about that because I know he brought him out during the final live stream, but I don't really know like a lot of the main details outside of that.
He brought him and Marilyn Manson out, and they're both on Jail Part 2.
Huh.
Which Marilyn Manson's accused for a bunch of stuff, and I think Kanye is looking at it as, you know... they can't cancel you guys or something like that, which is a terrible message. And when the album first came out, Jail Part 2 was blacked out. I don't think the label wanted to put it out, and they also couldn't get clearance from one of their managers, and they finally did, and now it's out. But it's a bad look. It kind of like, if you got rid of the album, I would have been like, oh, it's a harmless album, because it is harmless. But I was listening to a podcast, and they're like, you know, I thought he was going to be rapping about his mom and stuff, but anytime his mom talks, it's just about him. So it's about him still.
Yeah. Like, like, that's really what, like, when, I think when you first told me it was called Donda and it was about his mom, like, I thought that was the whole theme, but it's like a mixture. It's like a lot about him, and like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I still have hope. Like, here's the thing. When we put this episode out, it could get a lot of hate because Kanye fans love Kanye almost as love much as Kanye loves Kanye. But that's the thing. I like Kanye too, or I don't like what he does. I don't like some of his controversial stuff. I think he honestly probably needs a little bit of help, but I appreciate his music. I think he's good at what he does with that, but I just wish he could sit down and do something more cohesive and finished sounding and not this all over the place. Like everybody's thinking, some of his fans are like, it's a journey. Like he got out of jail as like a person who sins or something. And by the end of it, he found Jesus or something. I'm like, no, he put the track list together like the day of. Like there's no story as much as people want there to be.
It felt all over the place. So it was a roller coaster ride, only not as concise. Because roller coasters, you know, everything that like the hills and stuff, like it's all there for a reason. This just felt like there's hills when there's not supposed to be hills. That's like straightaways when there's not supposed to be straightaways.
Yeah, I don't think I will ever listen to this album again. I will say I did save two of the songs on my Spotify. I saved, what was it? Jail, I think. The first Jail. And I got it right here. And Believe What I Say, I think. I don't really know. I don't remember that one. But I think I also saved Jesus Lord. And then they had the whole speech at the end that made it 9 minutes long. And I was like, if this comes up on shuffle, I can't. I can't handle this. Then there's part two where it's 11 minutes long. It's the same song, just 11 minutes long.
For a second, I was because I was away from my computer and I heard it playing again. I was like, wait, is that the same song? Like, did they just throw the same song in the playlist twice?
Yeah, I think it's not, the last couple are not the same. I think there's different rappers on them, some of them, and maybe some different stylistic choices. I think there are more bonus tracks. And I almost stopped listening to the 11 minutes and 30 second one. I appreciate that he put the thing about like the phone call in it, but I also have not looked up. I don't know anything about the phone call, so I can't say if it was a positive thing or not because Kanye's all over the place.
Yeah.
So what would you give this album, James?
I can't even give it a rating. I just bad, I guess. I mean, here's the way I'm going to put it. I see this. There's like probably three types of people listening. If like you got Kanye fans, you got people that just like music that want to listen to something new. And then you got people that like gospel and like that kind of music. For Kanye fans, like, I guess you can check it out. You may like it, you may not, but I mean, if you like Kanye, you're probably going to like this.
Yeah.
If you're looking to just listen to music, this is probably not like you want to start off with.
Like for the day or for any time?
Probably for any time. I mean, you can listen to a few of the songs, but like, this is not an album that like you should dive into. And for people that like Christian and gospel music, it's the message, like what we were talking about earlier, it's more about him than it is like the actual religious message, I guess. Yeah. So
it's very confusing. I'll say that. I don't know. You know what the worst part of all this is? Drake is putting out his album on Friday, so who knows? You might get another bonus episode. Sorry, James. And Kanye is in a feud with Drake, and one of Kanye's friends, I believe, or someone that knows of him, like in his inner circle, said this. It hasn't even started yet. So there's a rumor that he is going to put out more music or a continuation of Donda that is even longer on Friday.
And that's something else. Like, if I kind of feel like that's part of the reason Universal put it out now, because they missed the Friday mark, and I think they knew he was going to try to release it on Friday to, like, try to compete with him.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? We don't want to deal with that. We're just going to put it out now. Whatever he wants to do is whatever he wants to do.
Well, it makes sense because Drake is going to have hits on the album, probably. I don't know. But also, Drake is also Universal, I believe. So why would they want two Universal albums competing?
Yeah, exactly.
I think. Let me... Have you seen the artwork for the Drake album?
I have. You sent it to me.
It's so bad. It's so bad. If the album is anything like that, if you can, before anybody gets too mad at us, we don't really listen to rap music. We're more of the songs that kind of yell at you and scare you. So, I mean, I do listen to rap music. That's not, but Republic Records, he's on. That's Universal. So yeah, why would Universal want two massive musicians competing against each other?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't work.
So with me, I kind of give this album an eh. Like, I didn't hate anything on it. I didn't love anything on it. Like, there's no classic Kanye hit for me on it. It's like, kind of like the last album. The past couple I've had some that I really like. It's just, there's nothing really stand out for me on this that I will go back to. I didn't hate listening to it at all. Like, maybe near the part twos, I started kind of zoning out, but it took me 2 days just because how long it is, but it was a relaxing listen, kind of. Like, I just kind of put it on while I was doing dishes or whatever, and then did it at work the next day. And it's only the Television song was the only one that I was like, all right, get on with it. So kind of like you, I don't have an actual, like, rating. But like I said, probably not going back to it. It is what it is. Still hope that we'll get another classic Kanye album, but this is not it.
Maybe in like another 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than what he was going to. He wanted to, I forget, I think he wanted to go to Africa, I believe, to record. I think it's whatever, what this album was, because this album was supposed to come out like six different times with six different names. It was called Yandi at one point. You know what? Maybe that was what Jesus is King turned out to be. But in any case, I'm pretty sure, I think I'm getting this right, but you know the website Pitchfork?
I do not.
Oh, it's like a music review site, I believe. They gave this a 6 out of 10. And you know what scored higher than it? It's going to be a wild guess here.
It wouldn't happen to be the Hobo Johnson album.
No. The Peppa Pig album.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I got a serious question for you. What was worse, the Hobo Johnson album or this one?
As crazy it's going to sound, I'm probably going to say Hobo Johnson. But here's the difference. With Hobo Johnson, I was actively listening to it. So it was in the forefront, which is why it cringed me so much. With Kanye, I was listening to it in the background while I was doing some recording on my Switch. So like, I wasn't like deeply listening to the music, the lyrics, anything like that. It was just kind of like just background noise.
So what you're saying is the Hobo Johnson is your favorite album of the year.
I did not say that.
You heard it here, everybody. James's lead album for this year, there's two of them. Hobo Johnson. Oh, God, what was it called? The Fall of Hobo Johnson? Or was it The Revenge? The Revenge of Hobo Johnson and Hobo Johnson alienates his fan base. James's two favorite albums of the year. We will see you on Sunday, everyone. Unless we somehow review Drake's album before Sunday, which I don't think is possible. I think you're going to get that. probably not get that, actually. We'll see. We'll see how my response is when I listen to it. All right, everyone. We'll see you on Sunday with special guest Nick Cherry.
See you then.